Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, looky there, kids. Looky what time it is. Woo! Friday at 5, Festivus Friday. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. We do have some open lines. I see two, 913-586-7798. Call in at the beginning of the hour, and you're guaranteed to get on. Call in at the end of the hour, and we'll hope you get on. Sam, if you would be so kind, let me be the first to wish everyone a very happy Festivus Friday today. And we're off. Good Festivus Friday afternoon. We will start at the top. Josh in North Kansas City. Josh, hello.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday to you.
Hi.
Same to you.
My grievance this week, I do utility work, drive around a lot. I've seen it a lot this week. People that walk or run in the road when there's a sidewalk right there.
Like joggers?
Or people just walking. Like just in the road when there's a sidewalk right there. Like 10 feet away. But they want to walk in the road instead for some reason. I don't understand it.
Josh, you were first in, and it's a good grievance. Thank you. One we haven't heard before. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
So my grievance is motorcycle related. Something you cagers probably won't understand because most new cars these days have cabin air filters. But there are a lot of smells in the world around us, both good smells and bad smells.
Thank you.
My grievance is, and you don't really understand just how significant a difference that you smell is when you're in your car. You know, we've all smelled, you know, a skunk that got hit recently and how bad that is. Now imagine that like 100-fold. There is a bakery somewhere along I-35, I don't know where, but they just love making fresh bread first thing in the morning on my commute to work. And it smells so good, and it makes me so hungry, and lunch isn't for another 4 hours. And I just wish they would wait, like, at least 20 minutes to start baking their bread, because it drives me nuts every day.
Wait, I am so glad you brought this up, and I love the bread idea, but go back. I did not realize until I started to smell that smell, which I cannot repeat on the radio the words that I used to describe the smell. And dear friend of the program, I just called him yesterday and I said, my car smells like a blank, blank, blank. Mm. What is going on? And he said, that's hilarious. Bring it in. I'll swap out your air filter. What is it? It's a musty, wet, dirty sock. When did this start? Because I've never had this happen until recently.
More than likely what's happening, because it's the summer months, you've got your air conditioner going.
Correct.
That air filter is getting condensation on it, and that condensation is mildewing.
Oh!
And the smell that you smell is mildew.
Okay.
You want to change out your cabin air filter fairly regularly. Usually every time you get your oil changed, you should change your cabin air filter.
Okay, that is good to know. Sam, do you concur?
That is exactly what I was going to say. It is due to condensation buildup from running your AC, and knowing you, it is on every time you're in your car.
That is accurate. And let's please not kick the premenopausal woman while she's down or post.
Well, by the way, I just looked this up.
Perry.
And I'd heard this for years, and apparently it is true. When you smell something,
yeah,
you are actually inhaling microscopic particles of it.
Oh yeah, you're inhaling mildew particles when you smell mildew.
Like when someone goes to the bathroom and you smell it, you're inhaling their stuff.
Well, my grievance is that I was supposed to get this fixed yesterday afternoon, and because I had a lot of other things going on and I didn't want to be that late for work, I kicked it to next week.
And fun drive.
Smell persists. Yes.
Let's go to JC in Lenexa. JC, hello.
Hi, guys. I'm going to be a little unconventional because I wrote down what my grievance is because it's very important and I want to make sure I say it correctly.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm a crossing guard in Shawnee Mission School District. I've had cars go around the front of me and behind me as I'm standing in the middle of the crosswalk. Before I step off the curb, I always look to my left to check to see if the car there has a turning light signal on. And obviously, if they don't, I think it's safe and I will start to cross. Far too many times, there are cars that pull out into the intersection while I'm in the street coming far too close. One time, a light turned green and I had the right of way to cross. The car to my left waited while I crossed. Thank you very much. But the car behind that one wasn't paying attention and plowed into the back of the waiting car. Fortunately, it was a car and not a person. Every morning, without fail, drivers ignore the school zone speeds. I've even seen some cars blow through solid red lights. So I implore your listeners to remember that crossing guards are there for a reason. And if you can't wait patiently for 30 to 45 seconds to ensure that someone's child will make it home safely, then maybe you need to leave your house a little bit earlier because someone's life may literally depend on it.
Yep.
JC, very good.
Great grievance.
913-586-7798. Whenever you hear a call or end, there's a line open. Lucy in Lee's Summit. Hello, Lucy.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
I have my hearing aid turned off, so I can hear.
That's great, good. Lucy. Thank you.
Yeah. So I was thinking, what happened with the Brian Busby buzzword where we tried to get him to say something funny?
We had done that, maybe a month ago we did one, but you are correct. It is time.
We'll do one next week.
To bring that back. We are absolutely thrilled to do another one of those next week.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's all these tropical storms that are wet and wild, and, you know, it's Friday the 13th, and we probably could have got him to say something pretty creepy and funny.
That's actually pretty smart.
But my grievance actually, so my grievance is... I just spent $50 on a car wash, and I had paid the extra money for them to do the cargo and vacuum and wash the windows on the inside and do whatever else it is that they're supposed to be doing in here. And I waited forever, and I ended up talking to some real nice gals. It was a nice time waiting. But then I get my car, and they expect a tip, which I tip on just, without even looking at the car, I just hand them a tip, right? And then you get in your car, and you're like, "Oh, it's so great!" And then you leave, and you're like, "No, this is not okay." And it just sucks because it used to be when I went down to this certain wash, car wash down off State Line by World Parkway Mall. They just did such a wonderful job, and now they just don't have enough people wanting to work, and I had to pay extra, and I haven't. My car wash, and which I'm just really sad. That's my grievance.
Lucy, okay. We hear you.
Yeah.
We feel for you. Okay.
That was thorough.
It was a passionate grievance.
Yes.
About a bad car wash. Dakota in Kansas City. Hello.
Yes. So my grievance comes from my boyfriend just got into an accident a few weeks ago.
Hard to hear that.
And broke both of his wrists. And we went to the doctor, got it all checked out. He'll be all right. But he did need a surgery on his right wrist to make sure that one of his fingers, like, heals back properly and will have full use of it. We went to go do the surgery, got him scheduled for it and everything, and they denied it because 2 days prior, his insurance lapsed because he got fired from work for the injury.
Mm.
No!
I don't think you can do that.
I don't either.
I don't know that you can do that, Dakota.
You might want to check. I don't think that is legal. Firing somebody for an injury that they incurred through no fault of their own, or you know what I mean? I would look into that if I were you. Kristen, Karen, and Carolyn, you guys all hang tight. You're next. Ooh, we've got three women in a row. We do have a couple of open lines. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today. Q39KC.com. And Dana just got her grievance.
Yep. Did you see, Samuel, that Cody Tapp next door from 96.5 The Fan, your entire one-stop shop for all things sports, has been invited to be mustered on September 21st?
I did not see that, but I am incredibly jealous, and I want to do it.
All right. Let's just have this out right now. I want to be...
Wait, is your grievance that he got invited?
No. I don't even care if it's relish or if it's...
I just told her something.
Yeah. So during the break, I go, well, Tapp's doing it. I want to do it.
I want to do it.
Well, so what happened was I was working...
You see what had happened was...
I was secretly working with the Royals to get Dana into the hot dog race because they're doing like people you might know kind of stuff and just everyday people who... have some kind of interesting story to tell or a job or whatever. I can't remember how it worked out. But the Royals were like, yeah, we need to get Dana in one of these races, but we don't want her to know about it. Fill out this application for Dana, and we'll surprise her, and somebody from the Royals will come down dressed up like ketchup or whatever, and we'll come into the studio, and then you can tell her that she's going to Friday night's game or something. I started filling it all out. You had to submit a video and everything. And then I went down to the bottom of the page where the requirements are. And you have to be a minimum of 5'6".
There's a
tall,
height requirement.
And Dana's 5'2".
Oh, I qualify.
And I told Sharita, well, I shouldn't say name.
What if I wear boots?
I told the Royals, I said, she's not 5'6".
He literally said, there's no way Dana's 5'6". I could be, couldn't I, maybe?
If we stretched you.
No,
is Cody Tapp 5'6"?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man, I don't know about that.
You would know if a man's shorter than 5'6".
Stand by.
Kristen in Kansas City. Hello, Kristen.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday. I have a little bit of a two-part grievance.
Okay.
So the first part is I love our Chiefs so much. Huge fan.
Of course.
But the boyfriend thinks that together time should include watching the other teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But while he kidnaps the TV to watch the other teams, he sits across the room and watches TikTok at full volume.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? Like, he watches the team they're going to play next weekend, too?
No. He's doing two things at once.
Any TikTok.
He changes the TV because he's watching it. Mm. But then he's TikToking. And that's the second grievance, is people who TikTok at full volume around other people.
Amen.
Wow. Yeah,
that's all I got, guys.
All right. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourself. Carolyn in Tonganoxie. Hello.
Hi. Happy Friday the 13th.
Same.
Yeah, I have a gratitude. My husband was at a restaurant in Basser last weekend, and he had his Air Force veteran cap on. Mm-hmm. And when he got finished ordering the food, a nice gentleman cut in front of him and said, thank you for your service, and paid for the meal. Oh. So I don't know if the guy is listening or not, aww, but you know, it's still a nice gesture.
Well, Carolyn, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing.
That's a lovely gratitude, and we thank you for it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Bridget in Kansas City, 586-7798. Hello, Bridget.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, my grievance is with y'all at the start of the show today.
Mm-hmm.
You started out talking about the Chiefs game this weekend and KU and K-State and Mizzou.
Yes.
And there was no mention of the fantastic Kansas City Royals.
Oh, well, we are all on board with the Royals. I can even tell you the magic numbers like 10 or 11.
Can I clarify something for you, Bridget? And you're right, we didn't mention the Royals today. We gave them a lot of love yesterday.
I know. I just, when you're talking about the weekend, I feel... And my only reason for the grievance is that I feel like half of our city doesn't even know that the Royals are going to be a playoff team.
Well, they are not paying attention.
I don't know if that's true.
Do you
know, a lot of people who don't.
Do you know who doesn't know what's going on at all right now, Bridget?
Who?
The bird that Massey slaughtered during hitting practice today.
Oh, my gosh.
We did talk about that.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hit a bird with his bat when he was swinging, and the bird is no longer with us.
The
bird went over the Rainbow Bridge, flew right over it.
I don't know that it flew over anything. It more exploded into the Rainbow Bridge.
That bridge being Massey's bat.
I hope he's not traumatized from that.
Well.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Okay, be good. Jen in Leavenworth. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
Hi there.
Okay, so my grievance is about zippers. It's not exactly about zippers. It's about what nobody told me about zippers. Did you know that if you turn the flippy thing up on your zipper, it locks it in place?
I did not know that.
Is that why there are two little miniature spikes on it?
Yes. Hmm. I feel like somebody should have told me that in freaking kindergarten. Why do they not tell me that?
I've got a zipper today. What are you saying?
No, if you try it, it locks in place.
There should be two little teeth on the top.
Mine do not. This one doesn't have it.
Well, regardless of whether it has the little teeth or not, you flip it down and it locks it in place so your zipper doesn't come down.
No, if you flip it up.
Well, but I know what you're saying too, Scott, because I saw that on, like, it wasn't TikTok, but it was like Facebook the other day that said, mind blown, did you know that some zippers have this now where it hooks up? And that's brilliant. I don't know when they started doing that. I was like, well, I'll be darned.
I can assure you that no matter where I leave my zipper, it does not lock into place.
Hey, Jen, before we get on to some more grievers, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Why would you want to lock your zipper in place? It's not like it falls down.
It does, too.
It does. What? I mean, it does. Mine doesn't, but I see plenty of people that do.
No, they haven't really fallen down. Those morons have forgotten to zip up their pants.
No, they just didn't flip the thingy up.
Okay. All right. Okay. Enjoy Leavenworth, my hometown. Love it. Rick in Overland Park. Howdy, Rick.
Yeah, good afternoon. Mine's kind of an older grievance. I don't know if it was a week or so back, you guys had a story on middle names, or we were talking about middle names.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not have one, and no one in my immediate family has one either. Which is odd because my dad, who is one of five children, all his older siblings have middle names, but I don't know if they ran out and didn't give him one. And
really?
No, wait. You don't like your name. Let's say your last name is Smith. Your full name is Rick Smith.
The second. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But if your dad had a middle name, then how can you be the second?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't have
he did
a middle name.
Not get one. He was the only sibling in his family not to get a middle name.
Can I ask a question, Rick? Does that cause problems like when you try to go get a passport and everyone's like, well, what's your middle name? And you're like, I don't have one. They're like, no, really, what's your middle name?
T doesn't have her middle name on her passport.
Of course. It's like, what's your middle initial? And it's like, NMI? And what does that mean? No middle initial. You know, so, yeah, it's just kind of funny because my family's all out of town. My dad has passed anyway, so... My sister, or my mom, her name is Mary Ann, so when she was born, they thought that was long enough. You didn't need a middle name for that. And then they just decided my sister was born before me. She had no middle name. Then I had no middle name, and then I had a son, and he's the third and with no middle name.
Huh.
So it's kind of crazy.
So you didn't correct the error, and you named your son Rick Smith III?
You're just perpetuating the problem,
Rick.
That
was a battle with my wife.
Your grievance is... a lack of a middle name, and you did it to your own son.
No, my grievance is, like Dana said, filling out the forms and people are like questioning.
I'm
like,
just giving you grief, Rick. I'm just giving you grief, man.
Awesome, all right. Guys. Hey, love the show.
Thank you. It's yours. I told you 1,000 times, Sarah's middle name is just a letter. And my dad's middle name was just a letter.
I'm not going to throw stones when we're talking about names. I'm just going to sit here and nod.
How many names do you have?
Well, she's had a lot.
He said, have. Not had.
Oh, sorry.
Currently, I have...
I'm another grievance.
The required first, middle, and last. Ask me in another 2 weeks. Might be different. I don't know, Scott.
Is there some news?
Well, I just don't know. It's just...
It's an evolving door.
It's like the barometric pressure. Door. It's constantly changing.
Did you just refer to her love life as a revolving door?
No, her names.
Oh. It is revolving. I told you, I'm taking Leanne back. I've come full circle, people.
Did you let your mother know that you're coming back?
What did Big Juicy say? I did let her know. She's so excited. She goes, aw.
Because she was mad when you got rid of that.
I know.
She was mad. She called the radio station screaming at Sam and me all day.
I know.
So it's not my fault.
I got some good news for you.
Quick break. And hang on, Sam.
I just asked Cody Tapp how tall he was. He says 5'10", which I said lies. And he replied, maybe you can enter the kids' race. Wow.
Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, if you missed part of the show, you can always check it out on podcast. Every hour of the Dana and Parks program is put up on podcast immediately after it airs, and you can find that at kmbz.com. We are doing Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Brandy in Platte City, you're next. Hello. Oh, I went to, where'd she go? Brandy?
Hello.
Hi, sorry. Me? Yeah. Must not hit the button hard enough.
I didn't even say anything bad, and I won't, I promise.
Have you before?
Not to you.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, thank you for providing this resource because my husband is sick of hearing about it. I am fed up with my house, my home ownership, the Yahoo that built my house, and also my husband because every time he leaves, something goes belly up.
Dana,
we've been in this house.
How long have you been in the home, Brandy?
14 years.
You know, I think it's time for a change. I'm just...
Let me tell you, I would go live in a yurt in the woods, except I like hot water and air conditioning. But once that is out, I'm out. I'm in the woods in a yurt. I don't even care. A yurt. Look at it. Yeah.
What? Wait. How do you spell yurt?
Yurt?
Y-U-R-T.
Yes, please. That's my favorite new word. Yeah. It is a portable yurt. Circular dwelling that is traditionally made of felt or skins.
Yes. But I need air conditioning and I need hot water.
It's used by nomads in Asia.
No, there's one at Deanna Rose.
No, they got fancy, like glamping ones, like fancy schmancy ones in Kansas. But I'm on the verge. Right now, currently, I've got four lovely gentlemen digging up my yard, fixing my foundation. Oh. I got to pay $11,000 to get my driveway replaced this summer. The hot water heater we had to have replaced and the the expansion tank was upside down and backwards or some nonsense. I don't even know. The windows have had to get replaced. I'm sitting in my garage because it's so noisy in my house. I can't think straight. And I'm looking up, and there's a leak from the kid's bathtub, which is probably my children being nonsensical and ridiculous. But I'm like, everybody's like, oh, buy a house. Get some stability. It is overrated. And no, just don't do it. Just rent in the house, rent an apartment, let somebody else take care of the nonsense. I am over it. And every time my husband leaves town, every single time, something goes belly up. I have got a plumber, electrician, and a handyman on my favorites on my phone. They know me. I just call them up by their first name. I'm like, hey, it's me. And they're like, we'll be there in 3 hours. I'm done. And then this morning, I had a woodpecker on the side of my house. I don't have a wood. It was like on the, I'm like, why? Why is this happening? I do not know.
All right, very quickly, because we got to get on to some others. Do you know why woodpeckers peck?
Yes.
Why?
I do. Because there's bugs in there.
Yes, they're digging for termites.
I know. Oh, I'm aware. Okay. Thank you. I know. Okay. I'm done. Thank you so much.
Hey, I was just giving you my...
It's the next call she's going to make on the way to her yurt.
My nature heads up. Deb in Waldo. Hello.
Hi. I have a grievance and a recommendation, and this has happened at every single gym I've ever worked out at. When the big burly men are done lifting hundreds of pounds of weights on the machines, they should please remove them, because someone skinny like me doesn't want to have to remove hundreds of pounds of weights when I work out.
Are you talking like on the barbell?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some like I do like a chest press that's just, you know, you put the weight on it. It's not like the machine.
Yeah, that is uncouth at a gym. You're supposed to take those weights off.
Well, I wouldn't be able to remove the big heavy one, Deb.
Yeah, I could. I can't either. And I mean, this is true of every gym I've ever worked at. And I think they just don't think about it, maybe. But this is just, I'm just putting it out there so that some man or woman listening to this, but it's always men. I'm sorry. I've never seen a woman do this, but it's always men. Maybe they'll just hear it and remember next time. Mm-hmm. And also, I want to validate the woman who called in about the bad car wash. Because that Waldo car wash has
Whoa! You can't name businesses.
You what?
You can't name businesses.
I didn't name it.
Oh, I thought you said the Waldo.
I think it was a car wash in Waldo.
Oh, a Waldo car wash. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gone downhill.
Thank you, Deb.
Okay. All right.
There isn't more than one.
I was going to say, I think it's the one.
I thought we pretty much narrowed it down.
Pretty much named it. Might as well just throw the name out there.
We need to point out that when people say something negative about a business, we can neither confirm it nor deny it, and we have no relationship.
Sure, it's great. I'm sure your car gets clean.
Absolutely. Probably sparkles.
Every time. Sparkling. Every time.
Dom in Topeka. Hello, Dom.
Hey, what up, Scott? So I have a gratitude first off, because if you guys don't remember from last Friday, I am the friend zone guy.
I do.
And you guys all made me laugh when I really needed a laugh, and some of your listeners also provided me with a good laugh. But I have some good news.
Oh, do we have a date, Dom?
I am no longer in the friend zone.
How did we manage to get out?
Last Friday night, the girl that has had me in the friend zone for a long time had something really bad happen. I had to go pick her up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
I got her set up in a hotel room. The next morning, I went and picked her up. When she checked out of the hotel room, we went and had some lunch. And she officially told me I am no longer in the friend zone, because if somebody would come out of their house at 1 o'clock in the morning and do everything that I just did for her, that is a guy that should not be where I was, and I am no longer in the friend zone.
Well, I am so happy for you, Dom.
Good for you.
It was a long time coming, but she finally, I guess, realized that, hey, you know, she had a nice guy sitting right in front of her, and she finally realized if this guy is going to come out of his house at 1 o'clock in the morning and do what I did, that maybe I shouldn't be in the friend zone.
Yep.
Well, Dom, we're happy for you, man.
Very happy. Now, I hope she's not crazy, but yes, very happy for you.
ESPN reporting that Chiefs wide receiver Hollywood Brown is scheduled for surgery, and Coach Andy Reid now saying that Brown could miss the remainder of the season. And
he's on IR, so he's at least missing
four games. From Dan Rappaport earlier this morning, Tiger Woods underwent on his lumbar spine surgery of 56 syllables I cannot pronounce. Surgery went smoothly to help alleviate the back spasms and pain he was experiencing throughout all of 2024.
Hmm.
Back surgery again.
Dusty in Edgerton. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My grievance is with the fitted sheets on your bed. Not only is it difficult to fold, but when you go to make the bed, you have to then identify where the sides are, where the top is.
Yeah,
otherwise,
it's
you got to keep rotating it around. I only recently discovered this was a real issue when my wife and I bought some new sheets recently, and on the inside, there's a tag
that
the manufacturer sewed to help us identify.
Yep.
Maybe I hadn't been springing for, good enough sheets, up until now. But, just recently realized how much of a problem that was.
You just found out about the tag thing, huh?
All the other brands of sheets we bought never had that tag. I didn't know that was a thing.
I would be surprised. I'm not challenging your grievance. I would be surprised if all the other sheets you did buy didn't have it. You just look for it.
I think it's newer than you think, Scott.
We went and looked, and none of the other ones that we've had, all of our spare sets, do not have the tag in them.
Okay. All right, man. Do
it's
appreciate
it. It's new within the last year, I can confirm.
No way.
What, I'm a sheet broker?
Well, I bought new sheets a year ago, and then I just bought another new set of sheets, and the sheets I bought a year ago didn't have the tag.
I have known about the tag in the sheet for years.
No. It is not years. It's like year.
It's not a year.
I'm telling you it is. I just bought new sheets, too.
I'm going to look this up. I can't believe this.
There is a specific way to fold the fitted sheet,
no,
by the way.
Not. No, there's you not. You just wad it up. And you throw it in a drawer and don't think about it.
That's exactly right. Jared and Raymore, hello.
Hey, guys, you're not going to believe this, but I've got two quick grievances. The first one, shopping carts. Mm-hmm. Do they make one that doesn't have a bad wheel that comes apart from another cart?
No, they do not.
It doesn't veer to the left. My quads and my abs are getting a workout to just go down a straight line. Whew, that's why I don't go to gyms and move those heavy weights. But anyhow, my quick second grievance is about myself and... just a real quick kudos. I thought 14 years ago when I married my wife, that's when I love her the most. And wanted to give a shout out to her that, man, 14 years, she put up with me and love her more now than I've ever did before.
Good for you, man. That's really sweet. Jared, have a great weekend. Love it too, man. All right, 913-586-7798. We do have a line or two open if you want to grab it right now. 913-586-7798 here on Festivus Friday. Great song. We're short on time, so let's get to as many as we can. If we don't get to you, please accept my apology in advance. Paul and Gardner, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
I actually have a gratitude.
Oh.
I'm going to mention some names, but I'm sure they're okay with it.
It has to be only in a positive way if you're going to do that.
Oh, it's positive.
Okay.
Leanne and Todd Carlson. I live at Gardner Lake. You're going to love this. I drive a golf cart. I live in a lake house, so of course I drive a golf cart. Parked my golf cart in the driveway Sunday morning about 10:30. Went in the house. I was in the house about 5 minutes, and I'm getting banging on my door, screaming my name. I go outside, and my golf cart's on fire.
Oh, no.
And it's engulfed. And it's catching the garage on fire, so we're out there with hoses. And Todd, if it wasn't for Todd and Leanne Carlson, I would have lost my garage and my house.
Wow.
There's no way I would have known that the golf cart was on fire, because my house, it's a detached garage, and my house is my garage is between the driveway where it's parked and the house, so I would have never seen it.
Paul, real quick, I have to know, how does a golf cart combust?
It's a gas golf cart. I don't know. They said the fire department said it must have been electrical or...
Next time, let's go with an electric.
We ended up with 10 fire trucks in front of my house. And, a little small community, Gardner Lake.
Yeah.
I cannot, Todd and Leanne, if you listen to this radio station, thank you so much. Your beer is on your porch. And as far as all my other neighbors with the support and offerings of help and I could not live in a better place than Gardner Lake.
All right, Paul, I got you. I'm going to cut you off right there. You got your gratitude on, but we got a couple other people that I want to make sure they get a chance. Thank you for your call. I'm glad you're safe. Chucky in Lone Jack. Hello, Chucky.
Hi. Love your guys' show.
Oh, thank you.
So my husband and I, we love Festivus Friday, and by the end of the week, I do not want to hear people calling in with gratitudes on Festivus Friday. Festivus Friday.
Screw your thankfulness.
Yeah. No, do it some other time. We love Terrible Joke Tuesday with our daughter, but it's Festivus Friday, okay? Let us grieve.
Okay. All right, Chucky, you're in. Thank you. Ken in Lawrence. Ken, hello.
Gratitude. I want to give a gratitude to my wife, Diana. On Monday, we'll be married for 47 years. I want to say happy anniversary.
Aww. Happy anniversary to her and to you.
Thank you, friend.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. We're going to have to open up some more lines because we're going through everybody really quickly. So we do have a couple of lines open, 913-586-7798. George, I'm going to tell you right now, you have three asterisks next to your name. Are you dangerous?
No. What did I do?
I don't know, but I don't put the grade up. Go ahead, partner.
But it's just a quick Friday phone.
Okay. George, I'm going to...
You're cutting out.
I'm going
to... I heard every third word.
Okay. Wayne in DeSoto. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, guys. It's Lane.
Hi, Lane.
Love our show. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, no, that's all right, Scott. Hey, the grievance and the gratitude. The grievance is a pop-up road repair on the back roads from Bonner to DeSoto that I didn't know about that now has me wandering around the wilderness that when you see a flare gun, Scott, come find me with a beer because that's where I'll be.
Okay.
We call that rogue construction, Wayne.
Well, yeah, I guess that's what it would be, Dana. And the gratitude I've got is you guys. Every time you guys get to laughing, it sets me off laughing, especially Dana. I love, sorry, it's not an insult. I love your cackle. It just gets me going, and I smile and smile and smile. So I love you guys.
Aww.
Both have a great weekend.
All right, buddy.
You back,
see you, Wayne.
Thank you so much.
And that was my phone falling down.
You right over there?
Yeah, I just set it down wrong. George, let's try you again. Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Add another asterisk.
George. Crystal.
Hi.
Hi there.
So my grievance, I'm on Medicare due to being disabled from cancer side effects. I had leukemia. So I rely on grants to help me pay for my medication copays and my premium copays. And I have two different ones. Well, my pharmacy ended up using the copay for my premiums for my heart medications because it ends up costing me like $500. So they ended up wiping out one they weren't supposed to and didn't even touch another one. So now I have no idea how I'm going to end up paying my premium.
Crystal, your grievance has been heard. There is usually one insurance premium company grievance per Festivus Friday. It is maddening, and we feel your pain.
And we're only trying to get everybody in. Gwen and Lawrence, you've got 1 minute. Can you do it?
I can. I live in Lawrence, Kansas. Yesterday, I was driving up 9th Street, which is a hill. Speed limit is 30 miles per hour, which I was achieving in my little Prius C. A motorcycle passed me on the right in the bicycle lane. And so I think that people need to understand that bicycle lanes are for bicycles, not for motorcycles, speeding motorcycles. That's it.
Gwen, okay. I love it. And thank you for calling from my favorite city in the whole wide world. It makes me happy just to hear the name.
And Pat in St. Joe, because Gwen was so fast, you have 30 seconds. Can you do it?
I can do it quicker than that. My grievance is that you guys aren't on longer.
That's not mine.
I mean, 4 or 5 hours, man. Four or 5 hours.
Now my grievance is with you, Pat. It's Friday.
Hey, thanks.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Be good. Bye. It's a 5-hour show when you count the bonus hour. How? There is no way. And I know you guys don't ever work. We do so much. I'm not going to say we're overworked at all, but there's much more that goes into a 4-hour show than just the 4-hour show. I promise you that. I promise you.
Not a whole lot more.
No. Maybe 30 minutes.
I mean, let's not stretch it.
Maybe 31 minutes. I don't know. I don't know if I have time.
We don't.
Don't hurt yourself.
It's a heavy lift, I'll tell you that right now. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these great United States, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another. We'll see you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.